When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good friend and colleague, Henry Miller, Dr. Henry Miller, about avian flu, making the transition from birds to mammals, in this case, dairy cows, as well as bears and sea lions, all detected and confirmed in North America, in America. Dairy cows. I cited from April the CDC's numbers of herds in 9 states. That Dr. Miller says it's already much more than that. Dairy cows, not as of yet beef cows, dairy cows. What is the risk? The CDC is recommending no raw milk products, no drinking of raw milk. There's no evidence that that would work, but there is one fatality in Texas. The assumption is the man was direct contact with a cow. The cows get better if they're isolated. Is there reporting? Question mark. How widespread is it already? Question mark. Is it going to get more damaging in other mammals? Question mark. Henry Miller speaks to what we know and what we don't know, which is much larger. More of this later tonight. Avian flu in mammals, like us. But not us yet.
Presumably, and that 34 in 9 states has already been surpassed, and we really don't know yet how widespread it is, but it's surely much more widespread than that. And again, you don't find it if you don't look for it, and we can do that by testing individual cows, by testing the milk, and by testing wastewater.